How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, good. Glad to be back in town, huh?
I am. It's I think the weather guy got it wrong. The weather's perfect today.
There you go. It's not bad at all. Hey, let's talk for just a minute about, kind of made stories here in Texas and out in California. There's been an ad campaign that the governor kicked off that he's running in California, and he's going to visit there this weekend trying to bring California businesses to Texas.
Yeah, we had a gala on Tuesday or Wednesday night at Black Tie Fair, and he played that ad. He's running in California, and he is out recruiting businesses to head this way.
Well, and I guess we were having the discussion this morning. If they'll bring their money and not their politics, I guess I might feel better about that.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head that, as you know, we still are dealing with, 1,000 to 1,500 people moving to Texas a day, and they are bringing their politics. The good news is in about 6 months, I think they realize that we do have it right, and it's just sad it takes that long to get them on board.
I see that Jim Pitts has filed a bill in the House, and Tommy Williams has done so in the Senate, that is kind of in reaction to a story that Susan Combs wrote in the Wall Street Journal about 3 weeks ago, having to do with when entities are out looking for bond proposals, that on the ballot, that information, or at least online, that information as to what the total amount of indebtedness is, what that entity already has as far as debt is concerned before we're piling more debt on top of it, is something that voters should know. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely. I mean, the more information and the more transparent, the better we're going to be able to make decisions.
Because one of the things that we talked about it during the candidates forum, the indebtedness that we continue to have in Texas, for instance, for transportation, that is not being met, and now we're looking to try to come up with more ways to be able to do that. Are there any things that you're hearing over there, for instance, when it comes to transportation, as far as how we're going to be able to fund this?
Yes, and I had two meetings this week. One, obviously we got to try to stop the diversion to the gas tax. That money needs to go to the maintenance of our roads and building new roads as all these people move here, especially with our transportation, our distribution of product with all the products coming in with the Panama Canal extension. Mm-hmm. We're going to have bigger ships coming in with more products. There's got to be some vehicles, mile traveled, I guess, is the next program. And I met with two gentlemen yesterday briefly about some ideas how they can do that, especially with our cars driving further on the tank of gas and electric cars. So if we're not getting it at the pump, we got to figure out a way to help fund that somewhere else.
So, and I spoke to Bill Flores about this earlier this week, because obviously the federal, same story, we're not getting the tax dollars that are going to be needed to send into Texas. And I think we've got more miles of highway than any other state in the union. So what kind of a system would you see that would be mileage related as far as being able to get some revenue?
Well, I understand. I didn't realize this. I guess I missed it a few years ago, but apparently from the federal side, they're going to, by 2017 or 2018, mm-hmm. every new vehicle will have a, quote unquote, a black box.
Yeah.
So we've got to, how are we going to retrofit all the other cars?
Right. Because again, we're going to have a lot of cars that don't fall within that. And,
as this economy and people are struggling, we're going to do everything to hang on to what we have. So, that program will take a long time to be implemented across the board.
Kyle Cassell joining us. He's the District 12 State Representative. And again, as people understand now, your district has a lot of rural area in it. Now, we kind of looked at this battle in Brazos County as to how you would be able to put together some sort of a toll road. And I had been over to Austin when we had lunch a couple of weeks ago, and the passive toll system that they now have on 290 outside of Austin is very interesting, because you don't go through a toll booth, and it's going to be just read the Texas tag or whatever you've got on your windshield. So that's a tolling opportunity they have. Do you anywhere within your district see where you may have some sort of a tolling opportunity in the future?
There possibly could be some here in College Station. I don't see that happening anytime soon. Waco with the 35, and I guess we fall down into Falls County, there's a little part of 35. But with that expansion, But other than that, you know, these county roads and these smaller towns, there's not really a toll opportunity.
And so, and again, that's going to be your job to be able to garner money. I mean, Robertson County needs some sort of a road. Limestone County needs something. And you're going to be the guy who's going to have to be asking for that money. And how are you able to be able to gauge or measure when that how that money can come to those counties?
Well, it's going to be very difficult. Like I said, we talked about yesterday the difference in funding of, you know, interstate highways and then county roads and Texas highway. It's going to be very tough, but we've got to stop the diversion of the fuel tax, and we've got to be very creative. And sure. I guess this vehicle miles traveled, that we're going to have to study it a little harder and see how we can adapt to that program and make sure we grab every dollar we can to make sure our roads are safe and we can maintain them and build new ones for the increased traffic coming.
It's a little big brotherish, though, isn't it?
It's kind of scary, yeah. Somebody has talked to me about a system that monitors your car at checkpoints with sensors on the road, and I'm like, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, don't know that I want the government in my business to that extent. What's on the agenda for you next week in Austin?
Next week, I think we finally get to have a committee report, a committee hearing with agriculture, waiting on the Environmental Reg Committee to set a calendar. So we'll jump into agriculture, I think, as early as Tuesday. And you threw me a loop. We just had Brazos County Week and enjoyed having the chamber there for most of the week. And we had a visit from the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, that was good. You got to be up there on the stage with him. That's a pretty nice shot, isn't it?
It was. It was really kind of cool to see how honored he was to be honored by the state that he grew up in and plays football in. And, you know, what a true opportunity. And then the speaker yielded the mic and he was able to say a few words. And, I mean, what a true gentleman. He is a fine young man.
Brings politicians together.
I tell you, when the Notre Dame delegation honored him, you know we can do all kinds of things.